Okay, this is part of Zion Hilchos Roseach Shmiras Nefesh, and we're going to continue to specific halachas having to do with the Ari Miklat, the cities of refuge. So if a student gets exiled into the city of refuge, his rebbe gets sent with him. Shnemar v'chai. So it's made this way so he can live, so to speak. And so therefore, the life of someone who is invested in acquiring wisdom and asking after it without what he called his student or student without teacher, it's as if he's dead. So too, if a rebbe gets put in exile, his yeshiva gets sent with him. So if a someone's servant gets exiled to an Eir Miklat, so then his master is not to provide any type of sustenance for this servant. And not only that, any income that the servant gains while there goes to his master. Isha should galas the miklat. If a wife gets exiled into a city refuge, her husband must provide for her. And law, she'i ma'ase yadecha, and he can't tell her, for instance, take anything you make off your work in the Eir Miklat, keep for yourself. And we can take that off what I would pay for you normally, unless she's able to actually earn that amount of money on her own. Halacha Gimel, Rotzei Achshav Min Gvardino Lehigaloso, Umeis Kodem Sheigaleth. Let's say a killer, who's sentenced into exile, and he dies prior to him going to exile, Malicha Natsmos Adosham. So his bones are taken to the city of refuge, and he gets buried there. Rotzei Achshav Meis V'Yer Miklato, Korban Adosham. And a killer who dies in the Eir Miklat is also buried there. Now, once the Kohen Gadol dies, then we transfer the bones of the killer into his family grave. Right. So when it comes to what they call Levim who live in the city refuge, when a Levi dies, he doesn't get buried in the city, nor in the boundaries of the city, the Shabbos boundaries. They're made for living, not for dying. So let's say a killer kills accidentally in the city of refuge. He gets exiled from neighborhood to neighborhood. He still can't leave the city. Well, then Levi charged so to a what it called son a Levi who kills someone in the city he lives in. He gets exiled to a different Eir Miklat. Because they all are able to serve. To help the person. And if he kills outside one of these cities of refuge, or he goes to his city, that would help him, as far as being part of the city of refuge. So if you have an Eir Miklat, most of the inhabitants end up being accidental killers. The city no longer functions as a place for the accidental killer to go to. Because it says, Shinemar, Vidya. And not that, what do you call it? There's no distinction between their words and his words. So too, a city doesn't have elders in it. And the doesn't work either. Let's say a killer gets exiled to their miklat. And the members of the city want to honor him. You should tell him, listen, I'm a killer. We know you're a killer. We still want to honor you. The Kalman is not accept the honor. So someone who's sent into exile can never leave the city of refuge. But he'll never mitzvah you for the purpose of mitzvah, le'edus, or for testifying, be'edus mom, be'edus vashos, it doesn't matter if it's monetary or capital punishment testimony. But if you'll hatzal nefesh be'edus, so even saving a life through his testimony, or le'hatzal mi'ana gaius, or mi'ana nahar, or mi'ana dleiko, even for saving someone from all sorts of, what do you call them, a river or fire, from non-Jews, etc., in a polis or an avalanche. Vil kol yisrael tichon chiwaso, kiyo v'tzriya, even if the entire Jewish nation needs this person for saving them, like Yoav. And he cannot leave the city on most coin of Adol until the coin of dies. If he leaves, if he leaves that city of refuge, he opens himself up to being killed. It doesn't matter which coin Gadol. It could be a coin Gadol who is anointed with oil, or the coin Gadol becomes a coin Gadol by putting on extra begadim. It could be a coin Gadol through Zavoda. Where an so too could be what they call a Kohen who was removed from office. Anyone on the floor who dies, the killer can leave the city refuge. But a Kohen who's designated to lead Bnei Israel in war, Eino Machzer, he doesn't get what they call the killer cannot return, Shminei Shehu Kohen Hejo, because he's considered like a regular Kohen. So if the Mashiach Muhammad dies, it does not get the killer out of the Irmer Glad. Halacha Yod. So a killer who, what do you call it, who's sentenced to go into exile, below Hayashem Kohen Gadol, and let's say there was no Kohen Gadol at the time he was exiled, or Baruch Kohen Gadol, someone who kills Kohen Gadol, below Hayashem Kohen Gadol, and there's no Kohen Gadol to replace him, or the Kohen Gadol Shaharag, a Kohen Gadol who himself will kill, below Hayashem Kohen Gadol, and there's no Kohen to replace him. All right, Elu Golan, these all go into Galus, and Yotzim, and unfortunately, they can never leave the city of refuge. Let's say he's sentenced to go into exile. And the Kohen Gadol dies prior to the killer going into exile. He's no longer chayav to go into exile. But if it's until the sentencing is passed, right? So let's say before he's sentenced, the Kohen Gadol dies. A new Kohen is put in his place. Only after that, this didn't get finished. So then, what do you call it? He would be able to leave the Irmer Klal after the death of the second Kohen Gadol took over. So let's say he gets sentenced, and it turns out the Kohen Gadol who's in charge at the time is should not have been Kohen Gadol because either he's the son of the divorcee, etc., and therefore his kahuna is negated. So therefore, we treat the killer as if the sentencing was passed without a Kohen Gadol. And therefore, he can never leave the Irmer Klal. So the killer who returns back to the city after the death of the Kohen Gadol, he's like any other person. If the Goladam kills him, he gets killed because the Galus atones for him. Even though he's atoned for it, right? He should never be into a leadership position. Rather, he is like on a lower level the rest of his life, because of this great tragedy that he caused. And finally, even though a person who intentionally injures his father is chayav, is obligated capital punishment, like killing another person, if he went ahead and injured his father or mother accidentally, he's not obligated to go into exile. Because the Torah only obligates someone to exile if they kill a person, another regular person accidentally, not a parent. Okay, that ends Parak Zayin, and we will continue with Parak Ches next time.